Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A semi crashed through the wall of a gas station in Wrightstown yesterday morning, narrowly missing a worker inside, according to the business owner. The flatbed truck went into the side of the Shell station near the Main Street roundabout just before 9 a.m. The Wrightstown fire chief says the driver was able to get out of the cab himself and was alert as first responders checked him out. Rescue crews worked to address the structure before removing the truck. The station's owner told local news crews the clerk was the only person inside the station at the time of the crash and was okay, despite being only feet away from where the truck hit. Green Bay police are addressing community concerns about a tattoo on a new officer's arm. The tattoo of the Roman numeral 3, surrounded by stars, is visible in a Facebook photo the department posted congratulating their newest recruits. The symbol is often associated with 3%ers, a far-right extremist group. Police Chief Chris Davis says that's not always the case and cautions the public about jumping to conclusions. He says many people have the same tattoo as a symbol of patriotism. Davis adds that the department thoroughly examines all candidates' backgrounds and found nothing to raise concerns about bias or extremism. The chief says the department is committed to unbiased hirings and remaining transparent about its process. The Green Bay community came together this week to remember the Minnesota woman shot and killed by ICE officers on Wednesday. Within hours of the shooting, dozens of people gathered at Light Park in downtown Green Bay to participate in a vigil. Attendees shared their thoughts and feelings about the incident, with those feelings ranging from fear to anger. Others pointed to how quickly the Green Bay community organized a show of support, saying the sense of community gave them comfort. Other vigils are springing up in our area. A group in Oshkosh posted about a vigil held last night, and the organization Hate Free Outagamie says they're holding a vigil tonight at Houdini Plaza in Appleton. Titletown is abuzz with playoff fever as the Packers head out today to take on the Chicago Bears tomorrow night at Soldier Field. As we mentioned yesterday, Austin Straubel Airport is inviting everyone to come out and give the team a fantastic send-off as they board the plane later today. Here's what we know about the game right now. Green Bay is one of four out of the six wildcard matchups, featuring one team that chose to rest their starting players last week and one team that did not. We all know what the Packers did. We'll see how that plays out. Jordan Love will be starting as quarterback tomorrow night, and Coach LaFleur said this week backup QB Malik Willis is also expected to be ready if needed. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. tomorrow night. If you do want to head out to the airport for the send-off today, organizers say you should get there before 12:30 so you can be in the terminal in time. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. The edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. And, you know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game, but hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little light lingering rain this morning. Then it will become mostly sunny by about midday today. Our high 38 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, more fog down to 24. Tomorrow, some snow on the way. We could get an inch or two tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.